99.5, Washington, D.C.'s number one hit music station.
Hot!
This is the Hot Morning Mess with Mark and Chris.
Podcast.
Willie Waffle.
You're damn right. Ladies and gentlemen, from WaffleMovies.com, WTTG, Fox 5 Morning News, and of course, the Hot Morning Mess with Mark and Chris. Give it up for the one and only Willie Waffle.
Willie!
Hey, good morning, Willie.
What it is?
Well, good morning. I hope I'm not going to break too many hearts of people who already bought tickets to see the Da Vinci Code.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm sure they'll both be all right.
Willie,
this Da Vinci Code movie has been long awaited, much protested, and now the reviews are coming out, and they're not very good.
No, they're not. I mean, forget the whole tagline about so dark the con of man, so deep the sleep of man who buys the ticket to the Da Vinci Code. It is so boring. I mean, what happened is director Ron Howard has taken what should naturally be this action-packed thriller with all these twists and turns and grand revelations and, like, made it boring. He's tried to go for this tone of kind of, like, trying to be important and weighty and have some gravitas, and he's just taken all the excitement out of the movie. He needs to inject some caffeine, make it a lot faster, make some action happen, and tell Akiva Goldsman, the guy who wrote the movie, hey, give the people something interesting to say, would you, huh?
Wow. How was Tom Hanks? Was he believable in the role of, what's his name?
Robert Langdon.
Robert Langdon, yeah. I mean, he's okay. I mean, the problem with Tom Hanks in this movie is that he doesn't have anything to do. He's a victim of the script, and he's a victim of Ron Howard kind of, you know, dumbing down the movie, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, he really just kind of strolls through, going from scene to scene without anything really great to say, without any great kind of a moment where he has a grand speech where he can show us that he's acting. I mean, you just kind of look in his eyes, and he's got this look that says, I can't believe I got a goofy haircut for this.
I saw that the Hollywood Reporter called it bloated. Did they mean him or the movie?
I think they meant the movie. It just really feels like there's a lot there, but how much of it really matters? And then you get to about the two-hour mark, and you're ready to walk out. And then Ron Howard throws in like three or four more sequences to stretch this thing out to 2.5 hours. And you just want to scream at the screen, get it over with. I'm done. I want to go home.
So how many waffles for the Da Vinci Code?
One waffle for the Da Vinci Code.
That's harsh.
Making the Catholic Church extremely happy. All right, the other movie that's opening this weekend, and probably a better bet, is Over the Hedge with Steve Carell.
Oh, absolutely. Over the Hedge proves once again, and I said it before, I will say it 1,000 times, talking animals are funny. Getting over the hedge. You've got Bruce Willis playing RJ the raccoon, kind of this nocturnal rogue who has to try to con all the other critters of the forest into helping him collect food that he needs to pay back to a bear who he stole from early on in the movie. And it is just hilarious. I mean, I love Bruce Willis in here. He's got just that great wise guy attitude. Steve Carell, as you mentioned, playing Hammy the squirrel, this attention and deficit disorder, hyperactive squirrel, very childlike. And to top it all off, William Shatner as awesome.
That's awesome. That's
you
an awesome possum.
That. And it's a great film for adults and kids. It's got, for the adults, all sorts of sly kind of humor, all sorts of comments about consumerism and the way we worship food and the role it plays in our lives. And then for the kids, it's just got silly slapstick stuff that's going to keep them laughing. So I'm going to say 4 waffles for Over the Hedge.
4 waffles for Over the Hedge. So that's your pick for today, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I would go see that again and again and again.
All right, Willie, what's up next week?
Well, next week we're going to talk about X-Men, the last stand.
That's right. Excellent.
I don't want to get it wrong or Wolverine will come after me.
No kidding.
Yeah, you know it.
Yikes. Hey, talking animals are funny, except when they're, slicing up into little pieces. WaffleMovies.com, WTTG Fox 5, and every Friday right here on the Hot Morning Mess with Mark and Chris. Hey, thanks, Willie.
Hey, thank you, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
You have a great weekend.
Willie.
We'll talk to you later. It's the Hot Morning Mess with Mark and Chris.
Check it out.
The Hot Morning Mess. Mornings 5:30 to 10.
On Washington's number one hit music station.
Hot!
99.5.com.